Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week that I bring you this week's special guest. And I am so, so excited to introduce international DJ Brian Kearney to the show. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time today.
No problem, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. You have been very busy. And for anyone that doesn't know, you are an incredible DJ that has played around the world, from Luminosity, Cream Ibiza, Electric Zoo. It's endless, the amount of stages that you have stood on. Tell me a little bit about the exact moment you knew you wanted to be a DJ.
Probably have to go back to when I was a teenager, and I all started on the dance floor of clubs in Dublin city centre, like the Temple Theatre and the Red Box, and events like Cream at the Point Depot and events like that really ignited my love and my passion that led to the career that I had today. I started out on pirate radio, the days of pirate radio in Dublin. That's how it all began for me. And moving throughout the years, I started playing in clubs in Dublin, and then started playing in clubs around Ireland, and then Northern Ireland, and then sort of through to the UK. And from there, it just took off from there. Worked very hard, and I'm extremely passionate, and I love what I do. And here I am, 25 years after starting, and I'm still doing it. So thankfully, I'm still in a position where people want to come and see me play. And I suppose it all just stems from having a passion and a love from it from a very, very early age. And it's something that's remained with me right until this day.
Who would you say the DJs or producers that really shaped your sound in the early days?
Yeah, I think it was only one person really. It'd be Mauro Picotto. He would be the man that has been my biggest inspiration with everything got to do with music. I just loved how he managed to merge the world of drums and beats with melodies, and he did it in his own very unique way. And he was a person who has inspired me from the very beginning. And coming forward to more modern times, I've started to play with Mauro, which is a complete full circle moment for me. And we've actually just made a track together as well. So it's an absolute dream come true to work closely, which are idol in life and in music, and to become colleagues and friends, it's a proper full circle moment for me. So yeah, it would have to be the main man himself, Mr. Picotto.
I watched you in Dublin of recent step on the stage with Mauro Picotto, and it was just a moment. You had to be there to see it. It was insane. The crowd was insane. That must have been a moment for you, was it, Brian?
Yeah, I've never, that was, honest to God, it was one of the best shows that I've ever played in my whole life. And I think I sort of forgot how good Ireland can be. It's probably because I don't really play in Ireland or in Dublin that often. It was probably my first club show in nearly 2 years, actually, in the city centre. So I think I sort of forgot how good Dublin can be, because Dublin and Ireland has always had this reputation for being a pure party place where the crowds and the energy is like second to none. So honest to God, it was one of the best shows I've ever done. I played a warm-up set, and like, they had to open the doors early to let people in. Literally 10, 15 minutes from when the doors were open, people were screaming and shouting and going crazy. And yeah, I'd never experienced anything like it. But even leading up to the show, there was just some sort of a different kind of anticipation or an energy or an excitement about it that I haven't had about a show for a long, long time. And it was just so special to see people from throughout the years, that like, there was a lot of older people, well, my age, I'm saying older, obviously, but people from different generations who would have clubbed when I clubbed and they came out for one night. But there was also younger people there as well, experiencing something different and experiencing that music from that era for probably the very first time. So it was just a wonderful combination of all ages and groups and generations coming together. And as you said, for me, it'll be one that I remember for a long time, and there's still people talking about it now. So it was a very, very special night, and one I will remember for a very, very long time. It's so good.
I couldn't agree more with you. And one thing that people, I feel, don't realise is, like, I love all genres of music. I truly, truly do. I've never experienced anything like the trance community. It is just something else. As you said there, you have the younger generation, you have the older generation. Everyone is there for just the love of the music. Luminosity, 2 years ago, I got to watch you on stage, and just to see the people that travel from all over the world to watch ye do what ye do. And there's just something different about the community, isn't there?
Luminosity is a very special show. I know exactly what you're saying there. I actually felt that a little bit myself this year. I actually went down early to the event this year with John O'Callaghan to see him play, and I was standing on the stage and sort of looking out, and I could just, you could just, yeah, as you say, because people make the effort to travel to the event from all over the world, it creates a very special and unique atmosphere that is, it can only really happen at somewhere like Luminosity. As I mentioned before about different generations, there's younger and older people, like the events in Holland, don't be surprised to see people there in their 60s and 70s,
yeah.
50s, 60s, 70s, it's crazy, yeah, it's like they absolutely love it over there. But this beach festival is a little bit more diverse in terms of people do travel from all over the world. And it's a very, very special event. I had the honour of closing out the event on the Saturday this year. And it's always a show that I really, really look forward to every single year. It's a show that I always put an extra little bit of effort into with music. A nice something I always try and create something special to play at the very end. Not necessarily something that's high energy, but something maybe a little bit more emotional to sort of close out the night and to finish it on a more, just to bring it to a close rather than with high energy or beat or something. So that's something I've done this year, and I did 2 years ago for the closing set as well. And it's one that people will continue to come to for the foreseeable future. I think it has a very good reputation in the world of dance music, and it's a really, really great event.
That's for sure, Brian. I want to take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to chat to you about how you navigate doing what you do all over the world, along with having three kids. Sit tight, keep it here on Spin with me, Katie. Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. Just before the break, I was catching up with international DJ Brian Carney. Brian, I've got to ask, being a father to three kids, how has that changed the direction in your music, and how do you balance doing what you do as a DJ worldwide and being a father?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it has been a very difficult and challenging time, but I found it very, very stressful, and I get pretty overwhelmed pretty much on a daily basis to go from being just a sort of full-time DJ who has had to be selfish with regards to his life and his career, to having three kids in the space of 14 months. So I have a two-year-old daughter and a twin boys who are two in November. So everything in my whole life has been turned around. I was joking earlier on, my daughter was our rainbow baby. She came along, and I think my twins have been like the tornado twins.
Oh.
Who literally just came in and like literally turned my life and our lives upside down, and everything has changed. That's completely true. I'd say I have about 5% of the time that I used to have to work on music and to do what I had done before. So the honest truth is now that I am a full-time father and a part-time DJ and producer. So I've had to sort of really, I've had to sort of diversify the way I work. Any spare minute that I have is usually I'm on a laptop and I'm doing something, or if I'm bringing the dog for a walk, or I'm bringing the kids for a walk, I'm listening to music, trying to come up with ideas. As mad as it sounds, sometimes I'm sort of creating music in my own head, coming up with ideas when I'm going for walks. There's been stuff like that. It has been very challenging, but it's just how it has to be. These are the most important years in terms of development for my kids. And I think it's very, very important for me to be there for it as much as I possibly can. When I'm traveling to do shows, I'm always trying to get the latest flight out and the first one home that gets me home as early as I can. Because I was only actually talking with someone else about this earlier on. You mentioned about the Mauro Boccato gig in April. The show finished at 2:30. I got home at 3:30 and I slept on the couch, and I was woken up literally 3 hours later by three kids. And then like half an hour later, I was hoovering and cleaning the house. So yeah, it was, you're brought back down to earth pretty quickly. So that's a really good thing, I think, as well, because it keeps you grounded and it keeps you humble. But it has been difficult. It has been hard, but I wouldn't change my circumstances for anything. This is it took a long time for me to get to the position of being able to have three kids in the first place. So I try to remind myself of how lucky and how grateful I am to be in the position that I'm in. And to be honest with you, I think the happiness that I have for my personal life has carried through into my career, because I think when the two of them work together, if I'm happy in my personal life, I'm going to be happier with my work. And I think they sort of, two of them sort of balance and work together. And I think that has benefited me a lot as well, to be honest. So yeah, every day is a learning day. And yeah, I just try and sort of take it as it comes and try to do my best at being a parent and being an artist as a DJ and a producer. I just always try to do the best I can.
I couldn't agree with you more. That it's a ripple effect, you know, when you're happy at home and you're happy within your life, it ripples down into your work and everything that you do. If someone was to discover your music for the first time, Brian, what song would you want them to go to?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I knew it would be.
If you're sort of new and you're trying to figure out, it's a very, very hard question. I suppose the main one would probably be All Over Again, which would be probably the biggest track that I've made in terms of people liking it and streams on Spotify. So if you're into your vocals and you're into your melodic music, maybe All Over Again could be the track to introduce yourself to what I do, maybe.
Yeah. But
it's sort of hard for me to answer that. It's sort of how people interpret me should be sort of left down to them rather than me telling them what to listen to in order to understand what I do. It's sort of there. I'd leave it to the listener to decide. So just if you're interested in hearing what I do or how I play, my SoundCloud would probably give a better indication of who I am. I put a lot of sets up for to listen to download, a lot of free music up there as well. So if you want to know more about me, head to my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Brian Kearney. You'll find out all the information there. Probably the best place to find out.
Most definitely. I literally have all your sets saved down. I use them for the gym. I use them for cleaning the house. I use them for everything. They're absolutely fantastic. Brian, you have a new single coming out and you've teamed up with Kyla Bell under Deck Pierce's label 95 Records. It's called Experience. To me, this feels a little different from your previous tracks. Where did you draw the inspiration for this one?
Yeah, this track, Experience, would have been one of the gateway tracks for me as when I was a very, very young person discovering dance music for the very first time. So this track, Experience, is a tribute slash cover version slash remake of a track from 1995 by a German group called R&B. Now, the original is like 165 BPM happy hardcore, so I've had to sort of slow it down just a little bit because I do like my fast, energetic music, but I won't go beyond that speed. So I've taken it from 165 down to 142 BPM. And it's a very 90s, very classically influenced track. The track itself is, as I said, a happy hardcore track. But what I've tried to do is I've tried to take inspiration from like the synths and the instruments that would have been used in the 90s, but created it with a more modern feel. My way of thinking was I'm trying to remind people maybe who are my age of this track, because I've never heard anyone do a remix or a remake or anything of it. So this was one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. So I'm trying to remind them maybe of their youth, but at the same time for younger people, I'm trying to maybe bring a little bit of just letting them know about this track, which had a profound effect on me when I was younger. So the whole plan with it being on Deck's label was I'd been chatting to Deck for a couple of years and we had planned on doing something together for his label. So I mentioned this track. I had an idea about doing it early this year. Said it to him. He said, it sounded great. Let's go for it. Let's get it made. So got into the studio, made it, and I sent it over to Deck's label. They really liked it. And obviously with it being a remake and a cover, the idea was to bring in a new vocalist. So Kyla came on board, did an incredible job on the vocal. And the final version of Experience was made then. And it's released August 22nd, which is on Friday week. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to see how the reaction is to it. I'm interested to see how people receive it, because as you said, it's a little bit different to stuff that you may have known from me before. It's probably less of an underground feel, but the goal for me was to create something that has a little bit more of a spread than my usual tracks, and to see how it goes. So yeah, I'm very, very excited.
We are absolutely loving it here on Spin South West, and I'm loving that we're going to be exclusively playing it out after our chat, and that's why it's this week's
Track of the Week with Katie on Spin.
It's this week's Track of the Week on Spin Now. Every week on Spin Now, I pick a track that I'm absolutely loving, and this week it has to be your brand new single.
That's amazing. Thank you very much for the support. Very, very appreciative of that.
Not at all. Brian, I've kept you way too long, and I just want to finish up on a little game that we play. It is 9 questions. It's called This or That. You get to pick one of them, and it okay. lets our listener get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, that's no problem.
Number one, sunrise or sunset?
Oh, sunrise, early, all the time, yeah.
Love it. Beach holiday or city break?
Beach.
Pizza or Chinese takeaway?
Pizza.
3-hour DJ set or 1 hour of high energy?
Ooh, it depends on the gig. Give me 3 hours, yeah, I like having a journey, yeah.
Love it. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Nice. Small intimate gig or massive festival crowd?
Massive festival.
Chocolate dessert or savoury snack?
Ooh, chocolate. Let's go for chocolate, yeah.
Producing in the studio or playing live on stage?
Oh, DJing 100 times out of 100, yeah. I'm a DJ. I don't feel myself as a producer, so yeah, 100% DJ.
Love that. Crisps or popcorn on a movie night?
Crisps.
Brian, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on Spin Now. Thank you so much for taking the time. All that's left to do is for you to introduce your brand new single on Spin South West.
Hi guys, this is Brian Kearney, and this is my brand new track with Kyla Bell called Experience on Spin South West.